Hello, and welcome to the SASME Sessions. Our new podcast will explain SASME's rules, answer some of your big questions, and provide tips for using your SASME benefits. My name is Josh Meyer, and I'll be speaking with Ken Colombo, SASME's Funds Administrator. Ken spent his career living and breathing SASME, so if you have any questions, he's the person to ask. So let's jump in. So can you tell me a little bit about your story and how you got to SASME?
Well, you may have exaggerated by saying a better part of my life. It's been the last 12 years. But I have been eating, sleeping, and thinking benefits for probably more 30 or so years. So I mean, you don't have to say where I came from. So I'm a third generation sheet metal worker. And I served a 5-year apprenticeship at Local 38 in New York. And then shortly after getting out of my time, I applied for the job as fund administrator, where I was in charge of daily collections of contributions. We provided health and welfare benefits, a defined contribution pension plan, as well as a DB pension plan. And it worked out well. I was there for 7 years, starting in 2013. I came to the national level and worked as the fund coordinator for the Sheet Metal Workers National Pension Fund. After a retirement of the previous administrator in 2012, I was asked to come and work for SASME. And since 2013, when I started, we've been on the run. We just continue to go. And SASME today looks very different than it did a decade ago.
So what did it look like in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, SASME started in 1974. It was really a visionary benefit. And the concept was a member helping member fund, where it was for unemployment. We are in a multi-employer environment. That multi-employer environment means that you may have periods of unemployment. And the fund was created to assist or subsidize any state unemployment you received if you worked less than the average of what other members in your local union worked. Very controversial when it came out. A lot of members went on strike over SASME. Labor and management did not agree on it. As a matter of fact, going into before the recession started in the late 70s, early 80s, the Wall Street Journal actually wrote an article, a negative article on SASME, saying work for no pay. And then obviously the recession hit in the late 70s, early 80s. And at that point, the Wall Street Journal actually wrote a retraction saying that this was really a visionary type benefit to help people when they are unemployed in order to maintain, stay in their house, have their kids stay in the same schools, able to just provide for their families. SASME stayed as basically an unemployment benefit. They later added welfare benefits to the scope of things that we provided, which allows for members to continue their health coverage while they're unemployed if they don't have enough hours in their hour bank or dollar bank to cover them. SASME later added a travel benefit to assist members to be in motion. The portability of workforce was very important. And if I was unemployed or if you were unemployed, in your area, there may be other areas of the country that were pretty busy. So that was another benefit. And then SASME had something called a severance benefit. And after a long-term career, you were able to get a rebate per se of your contributions back at retirement. And SASME had those four benefits basically through 2013. And then in 2013, I was fortunate enough to be appointed as the administrator along with a brand new chairman who again was a visionary leader. And he's like, look, we want to step up our game. We need to make SASME like a core benefit for every local union. And ending with four benefits in 2012, and then since 2013, with the leadership of the newly appointed chairperson and the board of trustees, we've brought SASME lots of additional benefits. We now offer sick leave benefits, an active HRA, a retiree HRA, maternity benefits. We've expanded to upwards of 22 benefits, and we're not stopping. We have a couple new benefits that are going to be coming out in 2026.
Cool. That's really amazing and unique. Does every sheet metal worker get access to SASME? How does that work?
Unfortunately not. So SASME is collectively bargained at the bargaining table. So labor and management have to agree on adding it to the contract. And, you know, we have 32 different unions that actually participate in SASME, some as entire union and some as areas of a specific union. So Ohio, for example, Ohio is one local union, but they have three contributing areas or contract areas. So two of the three areas of Ohio, Local 24, participate in SASME and the one area does not.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
So you said 22 benefits. That must be really complicated to administer. What kind of staff do you have here at the headquarters?
So we have, including myself, there are 14 people that are in the office.
Very limited.
On a full-time basis. And we also have three off-site programmers that do all of our technology and our benefits administration system. As a matter of fact, our benefit administration system is called BAM. Benefit administration system. So every time we say BAM, we feel like we're Emeril Lagasse or something. And we've really utilized technology to our advantage. You know, in 2013, when I started, SASME had a web page, website, but it was a single page. And it was basically our address, right? And so utilizing technology, we now have, you know, an expanded, knowledge base of information on our website. And not only that, but we have a member portal where members could log in and see their individual benefits. And we also have a local portal where local union officials could actually assist their members on the ground in the areas they're at, because they could look up each and in individual member, and find out, you know, what their benefits are. We're excited to announce that, we now accept applications online, not all yet, but we're working towards doing more. So you could apply for your annual physical online, you could apply for sick leave online, and we actually have an AI assistant up and running at this moment, that will be there to assist members with questions they have, again, making us more efficient and not having to take, you know, phone calls, on every little detail about SASME. The AI assistant is going to be a wonderful tool. We have the information in the system. So that when we get a response, when a member gets a response, they actually get a citation of where in the plan document that the information is coming from, so that the member could actually click on that and actually read the actual plan document. So again, technology is making us more efficient.
And making it easier for the members.
Absolutely.
That's really great. You've talked about this a little bit, but who's your boss? Who's in charge?
So SASME's governed by a board of trustees. We have four management trustees and four labor trustees. And the management trustees are actually elected by the contributing employers across the country. And the labor trustees are appointed by the General Executive Council of Smart International. So these eight trustees, four from labor, four from management, they have full-time jobs, either being business managers at local unions or owning, you know, a business and employing, you know, union members. And they need somebody to, you know, do the day-to-day operations of the organization. So they are my boss, and I don't get to make the rules. So a big crazy thing that happens is when we deny members and, you get a call and they'll be like, oh, come on, you can make that change. And I'm like, no, I can't. The only person that can make, or the only people, are the board of trustees, because we have a plan document and we have to follow the rules.
It's good. It keeps it consistent that way. So if I'm a sheet metal worker who's not in SASME and I bump into you at a conference, what's your elevator pitch? How do you sell me on SASME?
Well, again, up until recently, I would have told you about the unemployment, right? I mean, it's your multi-employer organization. There's probably going to be periods over a 30-year career where you'll be unemployed and you can use that. I would also probably have talked about the health and welfare benefit, and really pushed on both of those. Like, you're unemployed, you have a family, and you need health coverage for your family, and health coverage is so important. But there's been a shift in what makes SASME more valuable. It's great that we have benefits, you know, now, while you're an active employee, such as unemployment and welfare. But I believe the biggest change and the biggest pitch to say why you'd want to be in SASME is the cost of retiree healthcare. The cost of retiree healthcare, you know, new study came out, says for a person retiring, a single person retiring at age 65, they're saying that it's going to cost you $175,000 between the age of 65 and death. When you look at that, you say, well, how's that even possible? Like most, the biggest misconception is that Medicare is free. I turn 65, I go on Medicare, Medicare is free. Well, Medicare is not free. First of all, you know, Medicare Part A is free, but you have a deductible, and that's for hospitalization. But then you have Medicare Part B, which is the major medical. And the major medical portion of Medicare only covers 80%. Plus, you're paying a monthly premium for that out of your Social Security check of, you know, currently of like $147. So the other thing is that, again, it only covers 80%. So if you have an outpatient ambulatory surgery and it costs you, you know, it's a $50,000 and they cover 80%, you still need to come up and pay $10,000 out of pocket.
And you haven't even talked about prescription drugs. So we know where those are going.
Those aren't covered. And those aren't covered at all. So a lot of people will buy a wraparound program, which covers the wrap to for everything that Medicare does not cover. And it's, those are running anywhere between $250 and $300 per month. And this is just per person, right? So if you're married and you have a spouse, you know, those numbers double. And then, yes, as you alluded to, prescription drugs are just insane. So Medicare does not cover those. And as a standard, you could opt for Part D, but there's these huge donut holes and huge copays because it's not a flat copay. It's a co-insurance program, and you could still be left with a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. So if I was to go, if you were to run to me at a conference and you were to ask me what the value of SASME is now, I want to say that it's the long-term value that you're looking for. But we rebranded ourselves in 2014, and our new logo is, you know, here for you now, there for you later. If you need them now, it's great that you have them. But if you don't need them now, I think that it's the long-term benefit that is what would be my pitch and why you need it. Some members they're like, well, we don't need SASME. I'll never be unemployed. Okay, great. I hope you are right. But if you're never unemployed and you never need those benefits, the long-term benefit of having a tax-free way to pay for healthcare is a very, very valuable benefit, especially if you're from a 55-30 local and you want to retire before age 65. Yeah. Because, you know, early retiree health coverage is very expensive.
Sure. That's a really amazing benefit. So obviously you've seen a lot of changes since you've been here, and you've talked about it both in terms of the benefits you're offering and the way you administer those benefits. What's next? Where do you see SASME going and continuing to evolve?
Well, again, technology, we're embracing technology. I think as the younger generation comes up, even the older generation, a 65-year-old today is a lot younger than a 65-year-old 10 years ago. Technology-wise, they're the same age, but they grew up with, they probably had a cell phone or they had a smartphone. So, but yeah, technology, I'm looking forward to technology. As I mentioned earlier, we have these member portals. We're allowing members to apply online. And we're going to expand the online offerings. We still have about 7 or 8 benefits that you need paper forms. And we really want to do away with those paper forms so that we could work more efficiently. So not only that, but later this year, we're also coming out with a new cancer screening benefit. There's companies out there that you can go for a blood draw, and then within a couple of weeks, they get the information. They could test for over 50 different types of cancers. Now, this is a great benefit for people, you know, in their 50s when they think that that's when the tests are generally administered. But it's an industry benefit because if we can keep our members healthy and we can keep our members catch a disease, you know, that can be treated early, again, it's helping the local health funds and it's helping the individual members themselves.
That's exciting. Looking forward to hearing more about that. So now we're at a part of the conversation that I've been looking forward to. We've got some questions from members. And the first question is about a very popular benefit, the work boot benefit. And the member asks, what do I need to provide to get a pair of work boots?
No, it's funny you should ask. probably knew you were going to ask this. You mean one of these were union-made, American-made, and safety toe? Yes. How do you get one of these pairs of work boots? Well, the qualification for the work boot benefit changed in this iteration of the benefit. So members are allowed to provide one pair of boots every 2 years. And in the first iteration, they would just apply. In the first iteration over a two-year period of time, we had 14,000 applications for work boots, and we fulfilled all 14,000 of those to our participants. In the new iteration, in order to qualify to get the work boots, you now need to have an annual physical. And the reason is because during the same two-year period that we fulfilled 14,000 work boots, we only had 3,500 people apply for the annual physical benefit. And now that we're in this iteration, we have fulfilled 8,000 pairs of work boots, and we have fulfilled 8,000 annual physical benefits for the members. And again, the annual physical benefit is definitely an industry benefit, right? We keep the members healthy. We catch preventable diseases or potentially, you know, which could be fatal. We catch them early. It's saving the health fund money, and it's saving the members' lives. So that's why that change was made to that benefit and in order to get the work boots. And I think the board, in being very thoughtful about it, I think they made the right choice.
Cool. That's a really great benefit and a great shoe. We're running out of time on our first episode. We're coming to the end. Is there anything else you'd like to say to sort of wrap up and talk about SASME?
I just say I'm excited for the future. It's been a whirlwind, you know, last 10, 12 years working here. We're constantly evolving and changing, and I'm looking forward to continuing to push forward and see new things happen.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more episodes. Keep your eye out and visit SASME.org for more information about SASME. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.